Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first official episode of Sweet Rebellion, the podcast designed to create connection through conversation. In a world where we're hyper-connected to information, we're also deeply disconnected from ourselves, from each other, and from the world. I'm your host, Anya Broderick, and today we're going to talk about what it means to practice the art of sweet rebellion. I'm also going to tell you what you can expect to find in this podcast and why I hope it becomes one of your go-to spots to feel human connection and the kind of inspiration that really lights you up. Sweet Rebellion was born out of a coaching conversation. It was a brief moment in a much bigger conversation. And there were these two little words that I couldn't seem to put down. Sweet Rebel. So I wrote them on a sticky note and I drew a bunch of hearts and I carried them around with me for weeks. I didn't know what they meant, only that they were important. Sweet Rebellion is an expression of my life. It's my purpose. It's the frame for my coaching practice and my way to be of service to others in the world. It was created based on three principles: authenticity, freedom, and courage. So let's start with the Webster Dictionary definition of rebellion, which says, the action or process of violent or open resistance to authority, control, or convention. Okay, but that's not quite it, because the rebellion I'm talking about, this rebellion, is sweet. Corey Mascara is an international speaker and teacher on the topics of mindfulness and positive psychology, and I love what he said recently. Some of you may have seen it. I shared it in my Instagram story. So he said, finding your true self is an act of love. Expressing it is an act of rebellion. That's the kind of rebellion I'm talking about. The kind of rebellion you create when you express your true self. So one of the most powerful questions you can ask yourself is, what do I want? There's a great scene in the movie The Notebook where Noah is asking Allie what she wants. Will she choose to follow her heart? Will she choose Noah? And he keeps asking her over and over and over, what do you want? Not what anyone else wants, not what your parents want or your sister wants, but what do you want? The answer to that question is one of the most powerful motivators for change. The first step in creating a life of deep fulfillment and purpose is to know what you're fighting for. When you are deeply aligned with your center, with your purpose, you can create any kind of life you want, which ultimately leads to freedom. Notice where your mind went when I said that word. Freedom. It's a precious word. It's a word that means a lot of different things. In the context of Sweet Rebellion, freedom is the ability to make conscious choices in our lives based on the things that matter most to us. So what does that mean? So we live in a world where we have to play inside certain systems and structures, corporate America, digital nomad, mother, father, sister. We play inside a lot of different structures. If you're a digital nomad, you probably have to play in a system called technology. If you're really off the grid and living like in the woods in Northern Canada, you probably have to play in a system called nature. It's our choice how we choose to be with and play in those systems. Here's a story. I worked in a system called corporate America for 20 years, and I left in early 2021, I think, and I made a big splash about it. After 8 months being away from it, I realized that I missed it. Not all of it, but the parts that fed my scientific brain, the parts that revolved around building business relationships and solving puzzles. I knew I couldn't work in the old structure called corporate America, so I had to choose how I wanted to be in that system. I made the choice to go back. Sometimes going back is actually moving forward. But I went back in a way that honors everything that's important to me. Freedom isn't about being untethered from everything. It is about choosing to what and how you want to be with the things in your life that matter. You are always at choice, whether you know it or not. And when you know it, there's freedom in that. The last piece of this sweet puzzle is courage. Courage as a word and a practice is rooted in the heart. And this work, this sweet rebellion, is all about heart-centered living. Here's what I know. When you get really clear on who you are and you start making conscious choices to create the life you long for, you must also be willing to risk losing the life you had. And that takes courage. Passionate living takes courage. Standing in your integrity takes courage. Being a human, navigating life, dancing amidst all of the danger and beauty and heartache and love and disappointment and joy, it all takes courage. Joseph Campbell said, we must be willing to let go of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. And that takes courage. So that's how we got here to this sweet rebellion. And now, where are we going? I have a deep love of conversation. I'm a writer and a storyteller like my dad. I find connection mind-opening and challenging and inspiring. This podcast is designed as a conversation. So you can expect to tune in and learn about a variety of topics through the frame of authenticity, freedom, and courage. These conversations will be about coaching and leadership, conservation, nature, art and creativity, yoga, astrology, poetry, literally everything is on the table. The topics aren't important. The conversation is important. And the podcast guests will come from all over the world, including my hometown. They'll represent many cultures and unique points of view. And to be honest, there is a huge piece of this that exists in the unknown. In the space that's created when we say yes and then trust the universe. I believe that every soul has a purpose. Each one of us has a unique song to sing, a unique expression of who we are in the tapestry we call life. And that song, that expression of you, it is desperately needed in the world. My wish for you is that this podcast brings you a little closer to yourself, to others, and to the world we live in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending this time learning about Sweet Rebellion. I hope you come back. I hope you choose to join the rebellion. So until next time, love each other and be good humans.